So hey guys, welcome to the SaaS Sessions podcast. Today I have Spoorthi with me. So Spoorthi is my friend and also a PR consultant and content marketing pro. So she helps B2B tech companies grow their brand relevance and trust through targeted and engaged messaging. So welcome Spoorthi to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Sunil. I'm so honored to be here.
Awesome. So we'll start with it. So today we are discussing about PR strategies, that three inexpensive PR strategies that you can implement from day one for your startup. And since Spoorthi is a PR pro, so she has some amazing tips for you. So Spoorthi, help me understand, or help all the listeners understand, you know, what is PR and why is it's needed? Because, you know, there is a lot of noise out there, which, you know, whenever some company starts, whenever a new product is launched, so they need to do PR. So, you know, what exactly PR and why is it needed for any new product or maybe any new brand?
Sure. So for me, PR is all about listening and communicating. Emphasis on listening first and then communicating. From what PR was a century ago versus where modern PR is right now, it's evolved so much, and it's all about being proactive and building mutually beneficial relationships and using those and empowering those relationships to then build a positive reputation among your community. So just to give you an idea, like what exactly comes under public relations nowadays, there is investor relations, there is reputation management, crisis communication, you know, media relations, there is CSR, which is corporate social responsibility, and even social media and content marketing do come under public relations as well. Now, why you would need public relations, and I think you really hit the nail over there, where there's so much noise in today's digital world, right? So my answer for why anyone should actually start doing PR from day one would be twofold. So the first one is a pretty traditional approach, where any good marketing really is all about making your brand visible in front of the right people at the right time. And for that, you need to take a step back and really look at the big picture. And PR pros do just that on a very regular basis. They are always monitoring what's working in the industry, where the industry is going, what stories your customers are consuming, how are they interacting with your brand versus your competitor's brand. You know, so PR really helps you understand where you stand in the market currently and where you can actually take your brand. The next answer for, like, the next part of the answer would be that, you know, let's say you have a SaaS platform, and, you know, you are basically differentiating yourself with the price point that you have, or the features you are giving, or the quality that you have, right? Now, there is no guarantee that literally the next day there will be another SaaS platform coming in and offering maybe equal or maybe better, you know, quality or price point or features, right? So you, what you do here is that you actually lose to stand your place in the market if you're just differentiating yourself based on these pointers of your company, or these just like features of the company, right? What you really need to do is have a voice that actually separates you from your competitors, even if they have better service, or even if they have better quality or price point. And not only that, public relations also helps you, you know, build up that social proof, attract good talent, and attract good business development opportunities. So that's why you actually need to start public relations from day one.
Okay. And, you know, when is the right time for, when you say day one, so when is the day one actually, you know, does PR activity starts before you, you know, launch the product, or is it, you know, something like a pre-launch campaign also, can be a part of a PR activity, or is it when your product is full ready or out, let's say out of beta stage, and then you start doing PR activities? So when should, like, what's the typical time of a SaaS stage when they should start, you know, thinking of doing PR activities?
Yeah, so I think you brought up very good stages there. So I would definitely say that whenever is the right time for you. So I will explain a little bit about that. So day one for you would be different. Like day one for like different SaaS companies would be different. So what I mean by day one would be that whenever you have your product, you know, you have a working product, you have a market fit, like a product market fit is there. You have a very awesome dedicated team, and you know your business goals and vision. So if that's like a pre-launch time for you, when you already have this team with you and you have the market product and you have the goal ready, or it's like a beta version or a beta stage for you, whichever stage you are at, if you have all these three things planned properly, that's the day for you. Now, when it comes to actually starting the PR activities, even from day one, let's say, you know, it's a pre-launch one, right? So at that time, what will happen, what will be the main concern for SaaS startups would be that they are focusing their budget, most of their budget, on actually getting the product, you know, to that very good stage. Like, you know, the product is very good, it's performing well, there are no bugs, and you know, the performance is great. And I completely understand where they're coming from. But if they do put the marketing or public relations in general on a back burner and just focus on the product, then they end up risking, you know, being labeled as another SaaS brand and not the SaaS brand. So what the thing right now, the day and age that we live in, even if you do have the best product, if no one hears about it or if no one knows about it, there is no point. There is no point, and you're not going to get, you know, like the usual pointers for SaaS. Like, you're not going to get trial signups, or you're not going to retain the clients for a longer period of time. So whatever is day one for you, whether it's a beta stage, whether it's a pre-launch stage, or whether it's a launch stage, I think you need to start PR activities from then on.
Awesome. And so you talked about these different stages when, you know, a SaaS company can start doing PR activities. Obviously, it's different for different SaaS companies, the day one part. But can you give us some examples of, you know, PR activities in different stages? Probably, you know, some startup or some SaaS who might have done it, you know, as a pre-launch campaign, and some startup who might have done it, you know, after they get product market fit.
Yeah, sure. So I think I'll just go from like a beginning to the end sort of a thing. So I think in the beginning, some PR activities you can definitely do is building relations, right? Building relations with media and influencers and the stakeholders, whether it's, you know, your investors or whether you have some venture capitalist in mind, and just building those relationships. Another thing would be that you would be doing in the beginning would be monitoring the industry, the trends that are in the industry, where the industry is going, your competitors that you consider your competitors, you know, just seeing what your customers or prospects are consuming online, who are they reaching out to, or who are they talking to. Then another would be, you know, moving on to the next step would be, you know, building a buzz around a product launch, right? So if it's a pre-launch, just building a buzz around that, doing, let's say, media coverage because it's a pre-launch, or doing a press conference if you have pretty good background, or if you have a very good CEO that's backing you, or like board members are also pretty good. Then also the next one would be obviously doing research, like focus groups or surveys, and nurturing brand ambassadors, right? Not only within your customers, but also within your company itself, like employees actually. And then maybe we can then take it forward with, you know, collaborating or partnering with other brands to come up with a new like combined service, or, you know, doing community outreach. Let's say that you want to make a mark in your community. So that would come after that. And then of course there is media coverage that you will have to do on a regular basis. And I think the last one would be really handling negative reviews. So, or handling like very mediocre reviews, right? Because SaaS is such an evolving industry in general. And it, you know, there's always going to be integrations or updates or removals of features. You know, there's never going to be that perfect stage for any SaaS platform. So, you know, there will be some negative reviews, and handling those reviews also comes under public relations.
Well, that's like a lot of, you know, activities that any SaaS companies can start doing. But, and I assume that, you know, all these activities would require a lot of resources as in terms of a lot of people who know who are doing all these activities, and a lot of tools might be needed, a lot of time would be required to put in. So it essentially involves a lot of costs, right? So what are can you give us, like, you know, top three, as we have the topic of discussion here today, you know, three inexpensive pre-IR strategies that any SaaS can any SaaS company can start implementing from day one, whatever the day one is. So
So before we dive into these tactics more of like more than strategies, I really want to point out a couple of things that the SaaS startups or SaaS companies need to know before they actually jump on starting, you know, executing these tactics really. So first of all is know your product in and out, and then comes know who you are as a brand. What I mean by that is know your story, know what's your personality, what's your voice, what's your tone, and know who you serve. Okay, and use those three things to have very key, like brief key messages ready about why, what, how of your SaaS brand. Understand where your target audience is going, what are their goals, and what are their challenges. And I think lastly would be to understand your goal with public relations. Okay, do you want to get more funding? Do you want to get more media exposure or awareness or thought leadership? Do you want to, you know, get awareness for a new product or a service, or you want to get more people to sign up, or you want to reduce the churn rate, right? So just understand what's your goal. And after these couple of things, like five things, let's jump into the tactics that I have for you guys today. So the first one is something called Help a Reporter Out. So this is a free platform which actually aggregates all the queries and requests from journalists and bloggers who are looking for sources for their articles. And the only commitment from your end would be time, and that's it. Okay, all you have to do is you have to sign up to this free newsletter. They send at least two newsletters every day, and you have to just scroll through that newsletter to come across these particular queries or requests where you think you can actually contribute as a source or give them any research, statistics, insights, basically. And all you have to do even to even get in touch with these journalists or bloggers would be to reply back to the email addresses that's already given in the newsletter. And in the past, public relation professionals and use this Harrow on a very extensive basis. And in the past, we have actually worked with a lot of clients and gotten them coverage just with Help a Reporter Out on outlets like Inc. The next one would be empowering your employees as brand ambassadors, meaning giving your employees a voice that can be heard. So you have to actually sit down with them, listen to them, understand what their goals are, and align their goals with your business goals, so to see where they actually fit into your journey to success, right? So that can translate into them actually representing your company in or writing a blog series for you, or being the face of a video series for you, or actually representing your company on social media forums. The next one, I think, is a very, very important one, would be actually coming up with a crisis communication plan, because SaaS industry in general is a child of the internet, and most of all of the SaaS platforms are online. There are things that are bound to go wrong, like the server is going to go down, you're going to face some bug, or the performance will be low for some reason, right? So just what I would really recommend here is to just list out a few of very worst case scenarios for your particular SaaS brand and make a plan of action for those particular scenarios. And my two cents here would be, when you are actually writing the plan of action, is that always be transparent and own the issue, own that scenario, okay? Do not take a defensive stance. So because I see a lot of companies doing that, and it really hurts your reputation, even if you were not entirely at fault, if the, you know, this bad incident happened, your consumers were still affected. And that's what really matters here. So what you have to do is you have to own up, you have to put all your resources to resolve this issue and assure your stakeholders, all the stakeholders, and keep them in the loop of what's happening. And I think before we move on to the end, I think I would really like to finish off with a bonus tactics, what you can do is, again, this does not require a lot of time and virtually no money, is to set up Google Alerts on your rivals, on your industry rivals. So this will actually accomplish two things. First, you'll actually see who's covering your rivals and how they are talking about your rivals. So you'll understand how the industry views your competitors. And second is you actually end up with an almost perfect media list, because now you understand that particular publications and journalists or bloggers or podcasts are covering your rivals. So you can just make a note of that, build a almost like perfect media list off of it. And when you do have the resource and budget to do a media relations outreach on a regular basis, you can start by targeting these people.
Awesome. That's mm-hmm. interesting. So in short, to summarize those three strategies that you, inexpensive yes. PR strategies that you mentioned. So first, obviously Harrow, which is help a yes. reporter out. I have heard and I've seen a lot of people in a lot of communities yes. doing this. So I think this obviously helps a lot of SaaS businesses all Absolutely. Around the world. And I think it's easy to be featured through Harrow in some big publications such as yes. Forbes or AIM42 mm-hmm. or you know a lot of other publications yes. and the second one is turning your employees into brand mm-hmm. influencers. That's obviously one good and inexpensive strategy mm-hmm. I guess. And the third you mentioned
a crisis communication.
Third you mentioned is about creating like a crisis scenario where you're listing out all your mm-hmm. possible crisis yeah. Situations and creating content for those if those situations yes. happen. So that one, I think this is one strategy with a lot which might be overlooked by a lot of companies yes. because they don't think they only yes. focus on the positives and not yes. on the negatives. So I think this one would help a lot of companies yes. out there. And awesome.
Thank you.
And that's really great content. And I guess a lot of SaaS who are listening to this might start doing some activities. And obviously the third one, I mean, I'm sure like a lot of people or a lot of companies might not have thought of the yeah. third one. So I think they'll start
yeah.
doing it.
I think the one thing that I really want to leave all of you guys is that it's all about finding your place in the market, especially with SaaS and especially with the way it's getting overcrowded every single day. What people think about when people say PR, they just think about media coverage. But PR is so much more than that. It's about actually finding your place, owning that place and keeping it forever, like for as long as you can. And if you approach PR as you would approach any marketing or social media or content marketing strategies and do it in a routine basis, really, then you will actually have this authentic voice in the industry. And you will not only be able to find your place, own it, but also keep it. Like you won't even have to fight for it anymore. You know, so I think that's where you really need to put your effort. Like that's where your mindset needs to be in a long-term approach.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So thanks a lot, Spurti, for doing this.
Thank you for having me.